here. Recently, I was able to go to the May 6th home game of the Los Angeles Galaxy, where Real Salt Lake drew 0-0 with LA. And afterwards, I was able to get some post-game interviews in with Jeff Cazar, Tony Beltran, Luke Mulholland, and Nick Raimondo. And so, this week's episode of the Touchline is pretty much going to be all of those interviews thrown together. Before I start that, just a little few things about the game. Throughout the first 15 minutes, you can tell Real Salt Lake was playing a lot better offensively. They had multiple times that they were called offsides. That was kind of starting to mess with the crowd and everything like that. They weren't enjoying the ref. I believe over the course of the game, they were called offsides 7 times compared to LA's 1. Things started picking up late in the game. Right before halftime, Omar Gonzalez from LA received a yellow card. And then after a few subs and whatnot, there was a PK given to LA in the 90th minute, and Raimondo blocked that. He saved it, kept the score 0-0. And then just in the closing seconds, Olave was pretty much given a one-on-one situation with Los Angeles' goalkeeper and wasn't able to bury it. And so the team left 0-0. Me, personally, this looked like the best that we've ever seen RSL play this year. Probably one of their strongest games this year. I'm not sure if going back to that diamond helped or hurt in this case, but I think moving forward that the guys know that they can resort back to it. As you just heard, that was some recordings that I took of the fans singing Believe. And what we're going to do is we're going to start things off with Jeff Cazar's post-game. After that, we'll go into Nick Raimondo's post-game, and then we will finish it up with Luke Mulholland and then Tony Beltran.
Well, kind of a crazy game with the Lightning before the game, and obviously the last 20 minutes. How can you sum up tonight?
Well, I'd sum it up as an improvement from last week. I thought our possession was good tonight. I thought we made good choices on the ball under difficult circumstances. So overall, really pleased with tonight. Obviously, the aim is to get 3 points at home, and I thought we pushed. We came out just a little bit short on the points, but not on the performance.
And you guys would go back to the diamond again. It's just kind of a comfort zone thing. Does it seem like the guys feel more comfortable?
Yeah, we drew it up differently. Attacking wise, we're in a different formation, but defensively we dropped into that, and that was just to make sure we have cover. But it wasn't necessarily a diamond. It might look like that at times, but that's not what it was.
And to kind of stay focused during the weather delay, I mean, what do you do to make sure the players?
Yeah, we just make sure that they're properly hydrated. Getting focused, and then making sure that they have the right foods in them, because they had to wait another 50, that pushes the time back. So we were just making sure they're hydrated, bananas, protein bars, whatever.
And what were they? I mean, were they listening to music, or are they kind of everybody in their own little corner? What's going on in the locker room?
We kind of just let them, have a mental break, because we didn't know exactly when we were going to be going out somewhere. Playing darts, some were listening to music, and then when we knew we were going to go out, we knew 15 minutes before, and that's when we started to refocus.
What was the explanation on the PK call to you after the game?
I didn't get an explanation, but he did say that he did foul, but I have to look at it. I haven't seen it, Chris, so I wish I could say something. Let's hope it was. He called 10 offsides on us on the first half, and then the PK in the 90th minute. So, I'm sure he didn't get them all right.
What's going on in your mind when you have a guy like Nick back there? I mean, you've coached him for a long time. You've seen him make those saves in those pressure situations. What's going on in your head as a former goalkeeper?
Just that it's not over. It's just a tremendous amount of confidence in him. And I think the other teams don't have confidence when they face them, and that's a big thing. And this save, wasn't routine either. That was a fantastic save.
What has stood out about Jordan Allen early on this season tonight? He seemed like a bright spot out of there for you.
He's just dynamic, and he's willing to take people on. He's responsible defensively as well, and he just brings a energy you know, I just love to see him play because he's aggressive in his mind, but responsible defensively as well.
It's been over a month now since you guys have scored a goal. You were part of the staff, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
When we scored?
when you had that lengthy, you know, scoreless streak to end the year.
Yeah.
What? How do you, you know, coach these guys up, you know, each week now that you want to go into a game scoring a goal, but it's been five games now.
You know, I think we put ourselves in positions to score tonight, and that's what I'm going to talk about is that if we continue to put ourselves in those positions, we will score. We have quality players, quality strikers, midfielders, and it's coming, and we have to just keep trying to do the right things.
Jeff, 3 games in 8 days onto Chicago. Was there any thought to what you'll do against Chicago? Will you rest guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we'll have to get the staff together, find out how everybody came through this game. It looked like a couple players took some knocks there, Sabo, Vasquez, and even Olave looked like he had a little bit. You know, and we're going to have to try to get as many fresh players out on the field as possible, but still going there with trying to get 3 points.
And what did you think of the play of Luis Gil kind of filling in for Javi?
I thought he had a good game. I really do. You know, it's tough playing against 2 defensive midfielders that were really sitting in there. I thought his movement was good. I thought he was bright, and it was, you know, almost one of the a nearly night. It was nearly really good.
Was it tough to see Sabo not get on the tally tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I was telling the coaches that I really thought both him and Devin were going to get one tonight. We were getting good service into the box. They were dangerous, and you could feel that they were enjoying getting good service from several different areas, and whenever they're involved and engaged, that's a good thing.
You mentioned the offsides kind of at the beginning. There were a lot in the opening few minutes. Is that just kind of a sign of a team that hasn't scored in a while, really trying to push and get forward and make something happen?
Not necessarily, but I mean, that could be true. But I look at it as a team that's trying to be aggressive at home, you know, playing that line. And it's also how LA was playing. A lot of times it was 1v1 with our forwards and their center backs, and sometimes you want to get just that little edge to get on there. I don't think they're all offsides, but whatever. Yep.
What were you thinking on trying to keep the starting team together longer for holding the substitutions for such a late section of the game?
Sure.
Or what were you?
Well, I mean, I thought we were still doing good things. You know, in substitutions, you're looking for a spark. You're looking for people that look fatigued and need to come out. I thought we looked good. You know, up until then, we were creating a couple chances right there before I made the substitutions. And listen, I'm not going to make subs just to make subs. You know, no one says you have to make 3 subs in the game. No one says you have to do it at 60 minutes, 70 minutes. You know, you do it when the game dictates it. And I thought we were playing good soccer. Both Devin and Sabo were doing a good job. Wanted to wear them down as long as we could and then bring on some speed and try to get in behind. And we were successful at doing that. And then, you know, right at the end, bringing Bofo in because Luke worked his tail off. You know, he continually covers more ground than anybody on our team, and sometimes he gets a little fatigued, and I thought he was, to get a little more offensive, I wanted to bring Buffalo in.
Anything cool. else for Jeff?
Thanks, guys.
Raimondo's on his way into this room. Just bear with us 1 minute. Thanks, Jeff.
Let's start. Well, Nick, the penalty at the very end there, you know, goes through your mind, stoppage time, you know, whistle blows. What are you thinking?
Save it. Try to save it, you know. Try to stall a little bit. Try to ask the referee what's going on. Try to figure out what the foul is about. And then just focus on the ball. And then I was lucky to guess the right way.
Was there an explanation given?
No, the center ref had no idea. I kept on asking him, he wouldn't say anything, and he said it was a PK when I asked him. So, all right.
How do you think you guys played overall tonight?
A lot better. Definitely a step in the right direction. Mixed up the formation a little bit. As you saw, we had a lot of chances this game, a lot of attacked in the offensive third, a lot more than the previous games. And our coach is saying it a lot, but we are this close. And I thought that tonight we were really inches from scoring a goal and getting things moving. But if we would have lost this game, I would have been so proud of these guys, the way they fought tonight. And just a different game all around. Attitude, fight, commitment on the field. And if we continue that, then you're going to see some positive things for us.
Looked like your opposite number there. Had a couple good saves at the end as well. What did you think of?
Great game. Jaime had a great game. I think his last game here, he had a great game as well. And I think this year he's been having some of these games a lot and helping them get some points. So you got to tip your hat to Jaime for this game tonight, because like I said, we're so close, but he made some big saves.
I know the percentages are way in the shooter's favor on those penalties, but your track record is more 50-50. Do you think that gives you an edge on those? I mean, historically, you save so many. There's got to be something to it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's intimidation with the players knowing my track record with PKs. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Does a lot go into studying those things, or is it more just a feel when you're there?
Yeah, it's there's some studying going on for sure. There's a feel. There's last minute decisions, and a lot of them go against me. But tonight it was for me, and I'm happy because I think we should have lost that game tonight.
Nick, what has stood out about a kid like Jordan Allen coming into the starting lineup? Seems he's had a couple pretty bright outings for you guys the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he's a hungry kid that, when given his opportunity, he grabbed a hold of it. And I'm not the coach, but he's definitely making the coach have tough decisions when game time comes. He's putting the work on defensively and offensively. He's getting his chances. He's getting to the line, crossing the ball. He's shooting. He's everything we need in that position.
Anything else for Nick?
Yeah, Nick, what goes through your mind as you make that big giant save there at the end of the game? I mean, obviously a lot of
relief, because again, I don't think we should have lost that game. I think the boys in front of me put so much effort in and commitment that we deserved a result, if not a win, and just to be back there and make that save for them, I was very happy.
Okay, guys, locker room is open. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Considering Armando's track record, do you kind of figure he's going to save us?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think that, though?
Yeah. Leisman's like, I thought referee went this way, and then Leisman was like, no, I'm going to give a penalty just to, liven in the last 3 minutes up. And then you sort of like stand up and you're like, Armando's got it. And then you kind of get surprised that he saves it every time, but that shows how good of a goalkeeper he is. He's got such a good spring on him, as well as psyching out the penalty taker, and it's the reason why he's the best goalkeeper in the league.
Does it seem like opposing players get intimidated though when he's sitting there waiting for it?
Yeah, just based on his track record. Last year, I think Robbie Keane missed one right at the end, the first game of the season. So I'm sure plays a part in the penalty taker's head. I think he's just so good at just psyching them out. On a different level. Yeah, better rhythm than the last couple of games for sure. Maybe because of the playing conditions, we had to play a bit more. The referee let us play more compared to the last game, so that was good. And I think we were just more careful with the ball. We didn't give it up as much in the first half, more so. And yeah, I thought Jordan Allen had another great game going forward, and same for Luis. And I thought Saburillo's work ethic as well today, even off the ball, winning the ball back for us. I thought he had a solid game tonight. Usually he gets a lot of criticism for just standing there in the middle and waiting for the ball to come to him, but with the two players up top tonight, both of them working hard, both Saburillo and Devin worked hard.
You ever had a lightning strike?
I lived down in Tampa for 2 years, so I had plenty of games where we got delayed, but I thought the timing of the lightning right on the national anthem was scary, though. as soon as that finished, and referees called it, I just grabbed the little kid that I had and ran inside.
So you picked him up?
Yep, I was like, come on, we gotta go!
My cap's gonna be sort of long. I have no idea why the foul was called and what happened.
What's going on in your mind when Nick Armando's lining up to save the middle of the kick?
Always that he's gonna say that. Always. He must have the most PK saves of all time in this league.
It's 42 of 66, which is
really that's insane. I mean, hands down, he's the greatest keeper to play in this league, and it's a pleasure to play in front of him. So every time someone steps up against him, I'm always thinking about, all right, get in position, because he's going to say,
what needs to improve going into Chicago another big time?
I think maybe just up the focus a little bit. The intensity tonight was great. I think this could have been our best performance of the year. I think midfield particularly was very effective. You know, there's a lot of that. It looked kind of like our solo goal. You know, there's a lot of nice head passes in there, a lot of triangles, and so I think if we just, again, continue to up the intensity, up the focus of the game, and do the right things defensively, especially on the road, results are going to come, goals are going to come for sure.
What stood out about a kid like Jordan Allen early on this season?
Everything stood out about Jordan Allen. I mean, when he was training with us 4 years ago, I knew he was going to be incredible. He's just...
Why?
He's got it all. You know, he's like, he's fast, he's strong, he's technical, and I think most importantly, he's hungry. He's a very hungry young man, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. You know, sometimes it's tough to deal with that kind of talent when you're that young, and you know the pressure. But he continually does the right things, you know, in the locker room, you know, outside of the game, and that's right. You know, that's why he's getting his chance in the field, and you know, credit to him. Really happy for him going to the World Cup, T20 World Cup. But we're gonna miss him. You know, he's a special player.
Tony, it seemed like the midfield was more cohesive tonight. Do you think the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was the spacing in there was great. Just because of the shape, or the guys were able to find each other. It seemed like more easily than in games of past this year. And they were working hard both sides of the ball. And yeah, it felt like at times, you know, we controlled the play, you know, for more than a few minutes. And that's what we're used to. So
I know you guys don't do it a lot, but you do PKs sometimes in practice, kind of more toward the playoffs. When you've ever had to take one against Nick, can you see why maybe opponents get intimidated?
I think, you know, just with that record, that's, you know, opponents are intimidated for that. I've never taken one against him in practice. No, I've taken him against our other keepers and always buried him. But but yeah, you know, I don't know Nick's secret. I just think he's an incredible goalie.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. Thanks, Lamping.
And there you have it, guys. That was interviews from Jeff Cassar, Nick Raimondo, Luke Mulholland, and Tony Beltran. Overall, it was a great game. I had a fun time being there, being able to cover the game for Torn by Sports. It was a pleasure to be there on behalf of Torn by Sports. It was great. It was fun. Like I said, probably the best that Real Salt Lake has looked all year. I think everybody's getting caught up in the results and, you know, a lot of how this team looks. Depends on how they look away from the game, you know, away from the ball, away from the stat sheet and everything like that. And you're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of development. You can, as you heard from Raimondo and how much he said that they deserved to win that game, and even if they lost, how proud he was because of the development he did see. You know, here in closing, though, it was released yesterday that RSL's assistant coach Andy Williams was going to enter the MLS's Substance Abuse and Behavior Health Program. He would be suspended indefinitely from the club pending an investigation until he is done with participation in the SABH program. We here at Touchline and Torn by Sports want to give the best wishes to Andy Williams and hope that he is able to overcome whatever it does ail him and know that he does have an RSL family that is watching out for him. This was a great podcast for me to put together for you guys. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Next week, we'll be back. We will break down the last two games that we saw this week. We'll see, take a look at LA and also the Chicago game that's this Friday or Saturday, away in Chicago. And so, thank you guys for listening in, and we will see you guys next time.